Basically, you just hit the whole go north and south. You know, you can't get as many yards going east-west. So, as a running back, my job is to get downhill as fast as I can so I can do that.
Is there value, though, in an extra yard on a play, an extra 2 yards on a play? Does that really start to add up over time?
That does. I mean, third and shorts is a lot better than third and long, you know. So as much as you chipping off, you know, yardage for A-Rod, it makes your options for plays that more, you know, better, you know. So, I mean, it helps a lot.
I don't know if you watch or listen or read much about the Packers this year. You aware of the few things said that you respond?
I just only can control what I can control, you know. Everybody can think what they want, really, you know. You can't control that, you know. Everybody have their own opinions, and, you know, long as we as a running back group go out there, work hard every day, and then, you know, Sunday go out there and give our all, I mean, we got nothing against that, you know. All you can do is work.
Were you aware of that, though?
I mean, I don't really stay in the papers, but, you know, people talk about it. You know. No, not really. I didn't. I was excited, you know, first touchdown. But, I mean, you got to let that go past because I'm trying to do more than just have one touchdown. You know, I want more. So it's nice to get a touchdown, though.
It seems like any time an offense faces the Steeler defense, the running back position, you talk about picking up the blitz. Has there been a big emphasis on that yet?
Yes, that's always. Coaches always emphasize picking up blitzes. You know, if you can't protect Rodgers, you can't play. So that's always been high emphasis in this organization.
People talk about all the history between the two teams. Growing up, you probably remember a whole lot of stuff. How does it feel to be a part of this game, knowing the history behind it?
I mean, it's just exciting to be here, you know. Like I said, I'm excited just to be in the NFL, period. You know, this is another game. That's how we got to treat it, you know. As long as we prepare right, everything will be fine, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go into the game doing any more than what I was doing, you know. So I'm going to just continue to be myself and, you know, play how I know how to play.
Do you think things are starting to slow down a little bit for you guys, starting to, you know, the hype and the hoopla is starting to wear off maybe a little bit?
Sort of, you know, but, hey, we not really build off hype, you know. We build off our own adrenaline, you know, and that's our brand, Packers brand. We play Packers football, and that's what we stick to. Yeah, I need work at it, but I'm getting a lot better at it, and I'm going to continue to work so that I can be a great blocker also. Just staying, you know, coming in early, staying late and watching film, and, you know, Coach Egger just doing a great job with me. He's been helping me out a lot, you know, in the film room, telling me, you know, things to look back by or look for in the linebacker blitz, or, you know, keys that tell you they're coming and things like that, and it's been working for me. Follow the rotation. So that's about it. You follow the rotation. Rotation tells a lot.
What's it like going around town these days? I mean, what are you seeing when you go past people's houses and stuff?
The same. The fans always been great here. We always have Packers, you know, clothes everywhere, you know, colored gates and of Green Bay. That's always. So it's always the same here.